Well, God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful day it is here today. And God is really wonderful and inspiring. And he gives us thoughts and he gives us ideas. He gives us the things to meditate upon. And he works and generates things in our heart via the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, we got so much to be thankful for today. And everything, life is about words and life is about perspectives, how we look at things, how we view the things and how we speak about the things and how we respond to things. And but God has given us wonderful encouragement that can really help us position ourselves and navigate ourselves with him as he's leading by the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk about, again, writing the vision and the authority of our words, because no, this is not a gimmick. It's not a little nice teaching. This is real. This is real. And if you believe it's not, then it won't be for you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you believe you can't, you can't. And if you believe you can, you can. And it comes down to that thing. If you believe something won't work for you, it won't work for you. And if you believe something will work for you, which is right and godly, it will work for you. And so faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just because you may not be able to see something right now doesn't mean to say it's not possible to have it. And with God, all things are possible. And when we know God and we allow him to work in our hearts, then we can really speak forth the things that he generates within us. You know, when we do things with God, when we're walking in synchronization with God, this walk that we have is a walk of faith. It's not a walk of intellectual ability or even physical ability, but those things might come in at times. But it's being led by God. It's believing the words that God has given and following that encouragement he's given. And so, you know, today I want to share on that subject, you know, vision and authority of the words, because the power to change is there for us. You know, the power to change the direction of your life is in these things that we practice and do. Writing the vision and understanding the authority of your words is massive. You know, and one of the greatest truths we can learn is that God is a God who speaks. And because we are his children, he's also given us the privilege and responsibility of speaking words that agree with him. Habakkuk 2:2, we all know. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So that God didn't say, think about the vision. He didn't say, keep it in your heart. He said, write the vision. And so, yes, it's good to keep those things within our heart and to remember them. But God says here, write the vision. And there's something powerful that happens when we write something down. And what God has put in your heart, writing brings clarity. It takes what may seem like scattered thoughts and gives it some direction, some focus, right? It allows you to return to what God has shown you again and again. So have you ever noticed that when you write something down, it becomes more real? It becomes something you can see and meditate upon, pray over, you can declare. And God understands the importance of this, because throughout the scripture, he instructed his people to write. He told Moses, go and write the commandments. He told Jeremiah, write the words that I've spoken to you. David wrote many of the Psalms, pouring out his heart before God. Even the Bible itself is written revelation to mankind. So God values written words, because written truth can be remembered and meditated upon and passed from one generation to another, right? So now think about how everything became in the book of Genesis. What does the Bible say? And God said, let there be light, and there was light in Genesis 1:3. So creation did not begin with action, it began with words. And God spoke first. And then what he spoke become visible. That is the pattern of faith. Faith speaks before it sees. This is exactly what Jesus taught in Mark 11:23, I always mention. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, that's anyone, shall say unto this mountain. We know mountains biblically can refer to problems. Jesus was probably pointing out a real mountain in this situation, right? But that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Jesus didn't say whosoever complain about the mountain. He didn't say whosoever shall worry about the mountain. He said whosoever shall say unto the mountain. So faith has a voice. And faith needs the voice as well as the actions. The mountain may look impossible. The situation, the problem, the bank account, the sickness, the relationship, the setup of where you're living, your environment, it may look impossible to thrive and to get anywhere, right? But Jesus taught us to speak to it, not just talk about it. We need to speak to what's going on. We need to take authority. This is the authority of our words. And many people just spend their lives talking about their problems instead of speaking about God's promises over those problems. So this is a tremendous difference. The world says, I believe it when I see it, didn't they? What does God say? Believe me first, speak my word and watch what I will do. That's how simple this is. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It doesn't say death and life are in the circumstances. It doesn't say they are in the economy or in what other people say. It says they are in the power of the tongue. Every day we're sowing seed with our words. Every conversation is planting something. Faith-filled words produce expectation. Hope-filled words encourage. Negative words drain our faith and steal our confidence, right? So what we continually say has a powerful influence on the direction of our life. And this is why writing the vision is important. When you write down what God has shown you, you have something you can return to every day if you need to. You can read it. You can meditate upon it. You can confess it. You can begin speaking it over your life. And Joshua, no, he received that instruction from God, like I pointed out before in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Notice the order. First, there was the written word. And then Joshua was to meditate upon that written word. Then God said it should not depart out of your mouth. The written word became the spoken word. The spoken word builds faith. Faith produces action. Actions bring results. Now, this word meditate means to mutter, to say. Yeah, sorry, that was a phone call come through. Yeah, so this word means meditate, which means to speak to oneself. It also means imagination, so getting the image of what he was meditating upon, what he was speaking to himself, what he was muttering to himself. Now, we also can recognize and remember that God also changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham before Isaac was ever born. Every time Abraham introduced himself, he was saying, I am the father of many nations. He was speaking God's promise long before he's seen the fulfillment of it, right? 25 years. So God changed Sarah's name to Sarah for the same reason. Their confession changed before their circumstances changed. Doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell me something? We need to change what we're saying. We need to say it more. So we not only need to change what we're saying, but we need to change what we're thinking and believing. So we got to believe the words that we're speaking. So this gives us something really important to remember. We never allow our circumstances to determine our confession. Instead, allow God's word to determine your confession. Allow God's truth to determine your confession. You know, when Jesus stood before Lazarus' tomb, he thanked the Father before Lazarus came out. You know, when he fed the 5,000, he gave thanks before the bread was multiplied. So faith always speaks before it sees. James tells us that the tongue is the rudder of the ship. A tiny rudder directs a massive ship, right? A massive vessel. So in the same way, your tongue helps determine the direction of your life. So if your words are continually agree with fear, fear will influence your direction. If your words continually agree with God's promises, faith will influence your direction. And that's why I encourage you to become someone who writes the vision, makes it plain. Write what God puts in your heart. Write the promises and write the, you know, what you're believing for. You know, write your prayers, write your vision for your family, write the vision for your ministry, write the vision for your finances, write the vision for your health. Write down every testimony of God's faithfulness. Then read those things regularly. Meditate upon them. You know, pray over them. Give thanks to God for them. You know, most importantly, begin to speak them aloud. These wonderful truths, these wonderful promises of God.
Yeah, and it's called renewed mind doing it, you know, because naturally we're programmed to be carnal. But we're not carnal, we're spiritual now. We're born again. We're living from a new way. Different kingdom, different rules. And the new kingdom rules that we go by is faith and confession, right? And our authority and who we are in Christ. So don't let your mouth work against what you believe in God for. Now, too often people pray in faith and then spend the rest of the day speaking in doubt. So instead, let your words continually agree with what God has spoken. And so as you renew your mind with God's words and truth in your heart, your thoughts begin to change. And as your thoughts change, your words begin to change. And as your words change, your action changes, right? And it all begins to change. And as your actions change, the direction of your life begins to change. So today I want to encourage you with these two simple things, but they're life-changing, everlasting principles while we're here on the face of this earth. Write the vision. And then secondly, speak God's word over the vision every day. Have it in front of you. That's why you've written it. You know, thy words are continually before me. Like God, we're continually before God and we need his truth continually before us. You know, and God has given you a pen to record what he's saying and a mouth to declare what he's promised. So use both of them faithfully. Keep your words before your eyes. Keep his promises in your heart. Keep faith in your mouth. So as you do, you'll become more focused, you become more confident and more expectant because you are no longer being led by what you see or feel, but you're being led by what the truth of what God is saying to you. So, you know, let's be believers that write the vision as God reveals it to our heart and believe what he says and speak it boldly. Let's speak those faith-filled words. Let's have this wonderful faith and confession. And it works every single time. Just because you don't believe it will, it won't. If you believe it won't work or you believe it's wrong, then it won't work for you. Simple as. And this is the law of faith going to work, not the law of attraction. And this is the things that God shows us that we can do. Write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. It gives direction. Revelation from God always gives direction. Now, where there is no vision, the people wander aimlessly. Where there is no revelation of God's direction. So we want God's direction. And God's direction right now for this day and every day for the rest of your life is faith and confession. Is write the vision. Make it plain. Keep those goals before you. Watch them come to pass. Give glory to God when they come to pass. Give your testimony of it. The desire's in there. You know, the words from God builds the desire, builds the faith. Then you've got to act upon it, and then you've got to speak it. You know, you set your face like a flint. You make up your mind to do it. You set your face like a flint. God ain't going to do it for you. You set it. He's given you everything that you need to do to set your face like a flint, and that's all you need to do. And so God's word is true. Now, God's saying, what do you see? Don't say what you see. Say what you want. Say my desires. Say my truth. You know, stop sitting there complaining. Stop sitting there meditating upon all the wrong things and why things ain't working for you. It doesn't matter who's with you or who's against you either. You know, if God is for you, who could be against you? You know, I know there's lots of people that don't probably like me, and that's fine. God bless you. May God bless you and show you his truth. And I know God's showing me his truth, and I'm bold enough to declare it regardless of what anyone may think or may not think of me. Because it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks, long as we're speaking the truth and doing what God's doing, and that we hold those truths forth, then we can be great encouragers to other people. So we hold the line. You know, we hold the line, let people be what they want to be, and we can help them. If they're weak in faith, we can help them to become strong in faith by speaking the words and by being that example. So this is what was in my heart today. I'm sharing it with you. Write the vision. Make it plain. He that reads may run to do it. You're the one that's going to read it. You're the one that's going to declare it if you believe what I say. If you receive these words gladly. And if you don't think it works, it will not work. Definitely it won't work. But if you believe the truth that it does work and that it worked for other people before us, and it's going to work for you, then you'll see it go to work in a mighty way with all praise and glory to God, because I see it work. So God bless your heart.